basically, I just think it was the car sort of 4 lengths ahead of us who slammed on his brakes, and there's kind of a chain reaction, and two cars in front of us hit each other, and we were unable to avoid the car in front of us. And, as much as we didn't, it wasn't a head-on collision, we managed to avoid them to a certain extent and just hit the side, but still it was bad enough for us not to be able to continue the journey and to, you know, shake us all up a little bit.
You mentioned shaking up all up a little bit, but just to confirm, no one had any serious injuries in this, fortunately.
No, not at all, which is a good thing. I think Ben might need a stitch in his lip, but apart from that, it's some sort of bumps and grazes and some bruised bodies, I think. So, you know, thankfully, it's no worse than that.
So you're currently heading back to Worcester, obviously, and in the statement it says, obviously, Leeds have been very understanding and quite accept why tonight's game can't go ahead.
No, absolutely, you know, and I've got to thank them for their understanding as well in this. So, you know, very grateful to them. But we'll sort of get back tomorrow. We'll get together tomorrow, and I'll speak to the guys and just see where our heads are and see how everybody's feeling. Hopefully, you know, we'll be fit enough to go, you know, pretty much full strength on Sunday.
Yeah, final point, Paul. Obviously, it's one of these things. Sometimes, as you well know, where it can be a bit of a delayed shock with some people. So you're going to have to keep an eye on that, presumably.
Exactly, and that's the thing. I think you know, we'll get back now, and everybody can rest. That's the plan, sort of get back tomorrow and see what people are, how they're feeling in body and mind, and you know, see who's good to go on Sunday. So certainly the game will go ahead no matter what.